Gary Mauser, The Facts Behind Canada's So-Called Crime Guns. Commentary. Falsehood flies, and the truth comes limping after it. Jonathan Swift. Canada's legal gun owners are again being blamed for increasing criminal violence in Canada. A recent article in the Globe and Mail pushed claims that between one-third and one-half of crime guns are domestically sourced, citing police tracking statistics first reported by Bloomberg News. The article goes on to imply that the growth in shootings and firearms-related crime is due to the increase in legally imported firearms over the past two decades. It stretches credulity that Canadian duck hunters and sport shooters are somehow responsible for the current upswing in violent crime. The Bloomberg article cites two police reports to justify claims that legal guns are linked to firearms crime. The Canadian National Firearms Tracing Centre reported that half of the crime guns that were traced in 2022 were domestically sourced. Additionally, the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives reported that one of every three Canadian crime guns submitted to them for tracing between 2017 to 2021 had been legally imported from the United States. I managed to find a copy of the BATF report, but not the Canadian National Firearms Tracing Centre report. Access was blocked by the Canadian government. These claims are profoundly misleading. They fly in the face of convincing evidence that Canada's licensed gun owners are exceptionally law-abiding. Legal guns are rarely used to commit crimes. Canada's police chiefs have testified in Parliament that the bulk of the guns used in crime in Canada are smuggled. Statistics Canada data show that exceptionally few possession and acquisition license holders are accused of murder. Even during the long gun registry, few legally registered guns were used in gun crime either directly or indirectly due to theft or straw purchases. So what is the most likely domestic source for crime guns? Perhaps it is the pool of Canadians who failed to get a gun license. To find out, we need to explain a few terms. They may not mean what you think. What's a crime gun? A crime gun does not necessarily mean a gun used in violent crime. The definition of crime guns includes any firearm that is illegally acquired. Thus, crime guns include guns collected by the police for administrative violations, i.e., not legally owned. The phrase, any firearm that is illegally acquired, mixes smuggling and theft with lapsed permits. By including illegal acquisition in crime guns, the RCMP is allowed to gloss over important distinctions, such as found guns and guns actually used to commit crimes. These are dramatically different violations and equates lifelong law-abiding Canadians with violent criminals. By mixing together paper crimes with violent crimes, the term blurs the distinction between administrative and violent crimes. Few crime guns are traced. Only a fraction of guns involved in crime are recovered, and only some of them submitted for tracing, with only a small fraction of traces being successful. According to RCMP records, about two-thirds of crime guns are submitted for testing in Western Canada in a typical year, and under one-third of those were successfully traced. In 2020, Statistics Canada reported that only 39% of guns used in homicide were recovered, with 69% sent for tracing. Most of the traces were unsuccessful. Thus, tracing results were based on only 11% of guns used in homicide. Unsurprisingly, guns involved in domestic disputes are much easier to recover and trace than guns involved in gang-related crimes. The plot thickens. Domestically sourced does not mean that the firearm is in the hands of a legal owner. The police use this term to describe firearms that were manufactured in or legally imported into Canada. But the number of domestically sourced firearms has been exaggerated by an overly inclusive definition of firearm, which includes non-firearms, such as air guns, replicas, starter pistols, and paintball guns, as well as any firearm with no serial numbers and older firearms. According to an analysis by the Toronto Police Service, almost one-third of the crime guns collected from 2007 through 2017 were not actual firearms, but air guns and the like. domestic crime guns have been seized for non-violent paper crimes. The vast bulk of domestically sourced crime guns have been seized from unlicensed owners for non-violent administrative violations. According to a special request I submitted to Statistics Canada, the lion's share of administrative charges consist of charges for possession of weapons. Almost none of these charges involved violence. In its Firearms and Violent Crime in Canada analysis, Statistics Canada reported that in 2012 there were 12,320 administrative firearms violations in Canada compared with 5,575 firearm-related violent crimes. This is supported by a report by the RCMP National Weapons Enforcement Support Team that I was able to see thanks to an access to information request. It states the bulk of crime guns in Western Canada were non-restricted long guns. Canada's dirty secret is that the gun control system is a failure. The RCMP doesn't want to admit that many Canadians never got a PAL or registered their guns. Both professional surveys and import-export records show that there are millions more firearm owners in the country than PAL holders. According to Angus Reid surveys, there are at least 2 million Canadians who possess guns without a PAL. They are criminals because they violated administrative law. Some are principled libertarians who refuse to comply with a law they see as unjust, while others are scofflaws, people who ignore the law either through ignorance or disrespect. They are criminals, if not violent. If any of these peaceful unlicensed owners come into contact with the police for any reason, their firearms are confiscated even if no charges are involved. Yet in police lingo, these are domestically sourced crime guns.